Greg and Dan Show on WMBD. Leanne Stickles in our room. She's in our space. She's here with a smile on her face, as you always have. We met you 2 or 3 years ago. You came in. You were super nervous.
I was.
But now you're like a pro. Right?
You know, it's just talking.
It is just talking with you guys.
That's all we do.
That's all we do every day. Yeah. And this is about helping raise money, awareness, and exposure for folks who have MS.
Correct.
Which you have.
Correct.
Correct.
Yep.
And have had for how many years now?
10 years, almost.
And how's everything going? Good?
Really well. I've had a couple hiccups. I'm actually on a new drug. And I want to point this out because I think there's so much value in understanding how much research is going on in the multiple sclerosis world. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the efforts that we're putting forth right now are having impact right now.
Good.
It's not for in 50 years.
Right.
So the drug I'm on was approved in 2014. So that wasn't even around when I was diagnosed in 2009.
Yeah,
so
we are the exponent. Ray Kurzweil talks about that in his book. We're at, like, it used to, what took 20 years, took 10 years now. We're at almost immediate now.
Yeah, right? It's fantastic. So it does really encourage me to continue my efforts to raise money, awareness.
Right.
Around MS.
One of the ways you do that is this time of year we start talking about it. We start looking for athletes, young people, kids between the ages of what?
6 and 15.
To participate in a triathlon that is designed just for them.
Correct. So this is our 5th annual, which is super exciting. And we really designed this race for kids without experience, right? Kids that haven't done a race before. And I always say that my primary goal is to raise funds and awareness around the disease. I was diagnosed when I was 29, so that was really young. And I feel so fortunate. So there are other people out there with symptoms that really are related to MS that maybe they don't realize, right?
Oh, really? And what would those be, by the way?
Sensory. So numbness, tingling. And a lot of times we write that off, right? We think we have a pinched nerve, and that may be true.
Where would those likely be? In your feet?
Limbs, hands, feet, arms.
Yeah. Is it similar as neuropathy? Or, I mean, is it what, you know, sometimes diabetics get that.
Correct. And that's what's difficult, right? Because a lot of those symptoms can be lumped in under a lot of titles. And so that's why I just think that awareness is huge, right? Because knowledge is power.
Sure.
So if you know that that is a possibility, you could be checked out. And, you know, the hope is to be diagnosed early.
Is there a flat test for MS? Is it a blood test? What do they do?
So typically you're going to have a physical exam, and then you're going to have an MRI. And then sometimes they will find it necessary to do a spinal tap.
Okay.
So there's actually proteins in your spinal fluid
that show it.
But typically an MRI is going to show lesions in your central nervous system, and that's how a doctor is going to diagnose you.
All right, this race, I'm excited about it because I have a young man in my house who's just recently started running.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know what? This might be something he'd like to do. What is the triathlon, of course, is running, biking, and swimming. Is that this what you do?
Yep, exactly. So this is a true classic triathlon, and we really want to inspire kids to be fit. So you swim, bike, run, and we have over 70 volunteers. So super safe, great for beginners. If you have a bike and a helmet, you can do this race.
Okay.
Like, you can wake up
and
show up.
It's an only requirement.
That's the only requirement. Yeah. Yep.
And you got to be able to swim,
but you could technically use a life jacket.
Okay.
So if you have a 6-year-old that's kind of nervous in the water, don't be afraid of this event. Like, we really are for beginners. But we have very experienced fast kids, too. But I just want to encourage the parents that have kids that think, oh, my kid could never do a triathlon. They can totally do this.
Yeah, no
or
kidding.
Just get a taste of it for the first time.
Yeah, just a good taste of it.
Right. Yeah.
And at the same time, you're doing good. I mean, you're doing a good thing.
You know, I feel like fitness is such an important part of and life skill to give your kiddo, like a love for it.
Right.
And so to come to an event like this and feel the great race energy and, I don't know, just get geeked up about working out.
What's the date?
June 8th. You can go to trytobeatms.com to register. It's $30 per kid. Unless you have 3 or more kids, you get a discount.
Nice.
Nice.
It's always good to see you. I'm glad your health is good, and I'm glad that you keep the exposure out there for people that have MS and will continue to learn and grow and all those things.
Yeah,
and
thank
we'll
you.
Send a lot of people your way, we hope.
Perfect.
It's good to see you, Leanne. Thank
you. Good to
you.
See you.
8:31 on WMBD. Time for news.